This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. After the Taliban claimed victory on Monday over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley northeast of Kabul, they assured the people there, who are ethnically distinct from the Taliban and fought against the Islamists during the rule from 1996 to 2001, that there would be no discriminatory act against them. Pictures on social media show Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir, a provincial governor's compound, after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, or NRFA, led by the Panjshiri leader, Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan army and special forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message that he was safe, but he didn't give any details. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to Washington on Monday night from a holiday weekend in the state of Delaware, telling a reporter who asked him on his arrival at the White House if he will recognize the Taliban, and Biden said that's a long way off. The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries. That was referring to the evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power, but Biden appeared not to hear the question. Biden had approached a gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying we've got a big day tomorrow, but then he broke off as members of the media, the pool, began shouting questions about Afghanistan. Biden will travel to New York and New Jersey on Tuesday. This is VOA News.